I'm trying to think about it. I got two things to do. I don't know what to do first. I'm waiting on the Spirit to give me permission. You may be seated. I got it. I want all who were not here this morning to stand up. You are not here this morning. I want those who were here to shake hands with you, and I want them to say, I'm a money coming demonstrator. And I want, wait a minute, I'm not finished. Sit down. And I want y'all to stand up who were not here this morning. See, man standing. Y'all get y'all instructed before y'all start. I want you to shake hands with them, tell them I'm a money coming demonstrator. And the one you shake hands with, I want them to say, I receive. Now find you somebody. You don't know who is who now. I ain't told you about all that laughing. I told you what to do. This ain't no joke. There ain't no joke and no playing around. Do what I told you to do. Do it seriously. I don't know if you're going to get everybody because somebody got up and somebody was down. You don't know who is who. I don't know what to do about that because I want everybody. I want one of you all were here this morning. I want to shake somebody's hand who was not here.
The one who wasn't here can raise their hand.
The one who wasn't here, raise your hand if your hand haven't been shaken. The one who was not here, right? Was not here, right? Raise your hand if your hand haven't been shaken yet. With someone who was here. I want to make sure everybody's hand is shaken. Now, while you're standing, I have one of my sons who have been with me probably the longest of any one of my sons in the spirit text me after this morning service an assignment that has been given to me many years ago. I have not fully walked in that assignment as I should, but this morning it started again. Here's what he said to me. Dad, I'm so pleased to be with and under you. Your dad, talking about Brother Hagin, he was in some of those meetings with me, always said, now listen very carefully what he said. Because sometimes when you think you have accomplished something and have not accomplished it, you never will accomplish it. Yes. And that's what Satan wants. He wants you to think you have arrived somewhere you're still going. And so we're in a position right here, right now, to flow in realms of the spirit that the church, most of the church, never have seen. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen to what he said. I remember Dad saying this. I sort of took it as an assignment because I knew very few was wearing it. Here's what he said. There is a move of the Spirit that will be lost to this generation unless someone teaches, train them. And my son wrote in his text, mission accomplished. It's one thing he said, yeah, I'm not going to let you know what he said. But boy, did you get it. What we had today is no doubt resting thousands of hours of preparation. Bless you, sir. Thousands upon thousands of hours of preparation dropped in this building this morning. The question was asked this morning, are you ready to be a money coming demonstrator? We pointed out that Jesus was the first money coming demonstrator.
Yes.
We got a text we're going to look at again tonight to show you the emphasis that the Holy Spirit placed on financial situations. Not only the emphasis he placed on it, but the answers to any financial dilemma you may have will set in your lap tonight. You will leave here, this is only Tuesday, isn't it? You will leave here with the answer tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Reformation is not halfway yet.
Praise God.
What you think will happen to you by Friday? You gonna get your answer tonight.
Yes, sir. My answer tonight. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have to pay close attention because the Spirit will be dropping different anointings in the house as we go upon you to equip you to be able to carry what you're hearing. Now, Father, we thank you for visitations and manifestation, and we want to praise and honor you tonight. These men and women have traveled from all over the world to be here, and they're online from all over the world, different countries. We thank you, but there's no distance in the Spirit. And so we ask that we be a vessel you can use and take us places that you want to take us. We thank you for every person. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get ready to take notes because there's some fresh notes, some fresh insight along this line of being a money coming demonstrator. That means in your life it will be seen by the world and by Satan. And by your unbelieving relatives. And they will get upset. Just keep on loving them.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Keep on loving them because you about to pull off and pull out.
Write
yourself a note. I'm about to pull off. And I'm about to pull out. In other words, this system nor technology going to control you anymore. You're going to move strong in the Spirit, in your finances. Don't seem like the two go together. Strong in the Spirit, in your finances. Hang on to every word, if you will, please.
Yes, sir.
Hang on to it. You, Matthew chapter 17, we're going to read that in a few moments. Matthew chapter 17. Now, I'm going to make a statement that need to be attended to. And I'll have to explain it later on for you to fully understand it, because putting the spirit of mammon in its place. The spirit of mammon, I might give you, let me see, can I give you a definition of the spirit of mammon? Mammon, here's a definition of mammon from the Greek. Mammon are riches that are personified and opposed to God,
yes.
Or personified. It's riches that have left God out.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's what the spirit of mammon do. He'll cause you to get behind money so much you leave God out.
Yes,
but we're talking about putting the spirit of mammon in place. It's, the spirit of mammon is not as strong as you. Because the spirit of God live in you.
Yes,
but you got to know he there tricking you.
Yes, sir.
Then on the other hand, the church, by not having enough revelation at large, give the spirit of mammon power.
Right.
Because we're going to look at text about the love of money.
Uh-huh.
Is the root of all evil.
Uh-huh.
The seed and tithes are to stop you from loving money.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Good. Good.
When you sow and when you tithe, you take control from money. And then the Lord will make money obey you. Money master sitting up in here tonight. Money master. Yes, yes. And it's for the kingdom. It's for God. You want to put him first, right? We'll talk about that later. Well, the next thing I want you, it just work out fine. Mastering money for the master. Mastering money for the master. The little stuff you want ain't, don't cost much. No. Little $200,000-$300,000.
Yes, sir.
But you want to master money for the master. When you become a money master for the master.
Money master for the master.
In other words, put him first.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what the tithe is. That's when he said you open the windows of heaven.
Yeah.
I can trust you. If you're tithe, I can trust you.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Yes.
Keeping material things in their place.
Yes, sir.
You're going, oh, now y'all don't want to talk to me now.
Yes,
keeping material things in their place.
Yes,
don't exalt material thing above the Bible, the Word of God. Keep it in its place. If you can't handle four dresses, he's not going to give you 25. If you can't have two diamonds, he's not going to give you a cluster. He's not going to let you have nothing to take his place. Overcoming the mindset of religion. Religion mindset is set to be broke. Because they think being broke is holy. But it's really stupid. Moving the gospel in the earth realm first class. Moving the gospel in the earth realm, first class, because you see, your money coming demonstrator.
Yes. Yes.
And so whatever the gospel need, you on your feet.
Yes, sir.
No more begging.
No more begging.
16 years project. Stop being molested of your prosperity by the world system. R-A-P-E. The church been R-A-P-E of their divine rights of prosperity, wealth, abundance, and increase. The church at large been R-A-P-E.
Yes, sir.
But here, the Spirit of God is telling us, stop being molested of your prosperity by the world system. They act like they got it all. And it's yours. We at the verge of a wealth transference. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Well, the laid up time is over. There are some anointed people in this house right now that are going to snatch that wealth out of the hand of the wicked. Here's a would be classified as an unspiritual statement. But I'm getting my money out of the world's hand. They're always flashing something in our face. Come flying through the air, riding in a Rolls Royce, or some high-class car, and we're just looking at you. Ooh, that night. That's your car, stupid. See, I'm talking to the stupid part of you. See, we all got a stupid part, you know. When it comes down to the spirit. So I will be anointed out of stupidness tonight. Money comes to me. Nah, and it belongs to me. I supposed to have more than enough. At all times. Ask somebody next to you, did you hear that? All right, I got one or two more things that we're going to sit and read the scripture. Permitting the Holy Spirit to manifest in your life the prosperity plans of God. Not just read it. Joshua 1:8, you know. Not just read it. Meditate it. God can't cause you to prosper. What? You praying, Lord, do this for me. God can't cause you to prosper. You got to receive the revelation and step off in it. Look at Joshua 1:8. This book of the Lord shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou meditate day and night, that thou may observe and do all that is written therein, then thou make thy way prosper. Then thou, who did it?
You.
And have good success. See, God is a holy God. And he can't do what he already have done. Every one of us sitting in here who are God's children, you are already out of debt. But you've been praying to get out of debt. And God didn't hear you. Your prayer should be where I'm missing it. Because this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You already out of debt.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Already. Yes, sir. Already. Yes, sir.
It's already paid for.
Yes, sir.
So. It's not prayed for. It's paid for. All right, hold your hand up. Everybody guilty, hold your hand up. Put it up. It's already paid for. Satan wants you praying for it. So when you pray for it, you tell him, I don't know. So Satan come to your prayer meeting. Somebody said, what is that man going to see up in here tonight? I have no idea. But I sense the presence of God already. I believe praying in the spirit is the only thing that's going to keep you in control. You may be seated. Let's look again at Jesus, because I'm going to take you a little further tonight. Look at Jesus giving us an insight of money coming. Because the Spirit told him, Jesus said to the man, the first fish that cometh up, you're going to find a piece of money in his mouth. If that is not money coming, I fished some when I was younger. I went over with some men who knew how to fish. I fished, and Well, we caught two coolers full one time, fish. But it was a strange thing. There ain't no money in none of them fish, man. How many of y'all been fishing before? Y'all found any money?
No.
No, I don't know. You in Matthew chapter 7?
Yes, sir.
Just look at verse 27. Matthew 17, excuse me. Verse 27. Talking about some tax. Bills. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Now, I would stop there and park there a while. The world is offended by all the strong talk we make and don't have no manifestation. We're talking about we serve a high God. He fly through the sky. He owns everything. And then we at the bank trying to get a note, and the other guy walk around and say, give me $25,000 right quick and walk on out. He don't even know God. That's your money. Notwithstanding that we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. Don't go fishing. Stop all that fishing. Why it couldn't be the third fish? It wanted you to know that you're in control. The first fish, quit fishing after you catch it. Thou shalt find a piece of money. See, you can't doubt this. You got the word coming and money there. And take and give unto them for me and thee. You see it? All right. Start taking offering up. Start taking off. Take offering up. Tithe and offering, giving and sowing will destroy the spirit of mammon out of your life. And mammon means riches that are personified and opposed to God. Turn to Matthew chapter 6 now. Matthew chapter 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Matthew chapter 6 now. Right. Say it out loud. I'm going to get my breakthrough tonight. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, what have happened, the church has made mammon synonymous with money. It's a hidden demon there. And so you don't want to talk about money too much because you won't be spiritual. You don't even want to think about money too much because you have made mammon and money synonymous. Now we're right back to John 10:10. How he's stealing. If you think money is mammon, you're not going to be open when the money starts flowing. You got a sort of a resistance in you. You know, people walk up to you and hand you $20,000. You say, oh, mom, you don't have to do all that. But shut up. Let the money flow. Say it. Let the money flow. You follow what I'm saying? Because you think they're handing mammon to you.
Wow.
Mammon is a demon that caused people to love money. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I love Jesus. I love God. I love the Holy Spirit. Money can't take God's place in my life. I wasn't born again by money. But you see the two now. You see, even the church, they fell for it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially the Baptists. They fell for it.
Yes, sir.
Now the Catholic got their money rolling.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they ain't saying nothing about no mama. They say, let that money come on in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right.
Tell you, I see y'all a woman to preach at me the other night. Now, you don't know what freedom that the Spirit of God is producing in you here tonight as he gives us the explanation, because I'm going to go to Timothy and find out. He said the love of money is the root of all the evil. But in the same chapter, it talks about being wealthy and what to do with it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. More possible.
We're going to look at it. Look at verse 25 now in the same opening. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body than the raiment? But behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not. What? Verse 26. They sow not, and you can sow.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Sowing is one of your characteristics.
Yes. Yes, sir.
They sow not, neither do they reap. They sow not. I see it, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Neither, I see it, Holy Ghost. They sow not, neither do they reap. Somebody got caught up in here tonight. They sow not. No, shall they reap. You are not designed by God to sow not. You're designed to sow and reap. The fowl, he said? The fowl don't have to sow. But you got to sow. If you don't sow, that's why, I didn't know why, but that's why it came with money coming.
Yes, sir.
It came automatically with it.
Yes.
You saw it just a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. Yep. Glory to
God. Now you got the mammon straight, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't love money?
No.
Nope.
Why? Because the love of God had been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. You got the love of God on the inside of you. You can't love no money. But I tell you one thing. Now they're gonna fall out. I lack money. You don't even want to say that. I lack what money can do. You're so spiritual, you can't even say that. I ain't saying that. I lack money. I lack what money can do for me in this world. And then when Pastor got a project, I can put up $15,000, $16,000, $20,000, $35,000, $40,000. Had you ever said in your life,
no,
I lack money? Because most of y'all was Baptist. He'll send you to hell. You talking about I lack money. What? Because they didn't know no better. Good people love God, but they didn't know this side of the agenda of God or the will of God. You, all this time, you never said money thought you disliked it. because you were scared to say, I lack it.
Oh, come on.
Quiet in your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Some of y'all still tripping. I don't know if I should say that. I lack money. But then you're going to need, Lord, help me. I'm going to pay this $85. Lord, help. Just say you lack money.
Right.
Money is not coming to no hater.
No.
I can quit preaching right now. I lack money.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Let me try to finish. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? What of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment, considering the lilies of the field, how they grow? They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon, his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Well, I'm trying to get somewhere. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. I want to go to verse 33.
Yes, sir.
It should take on a new meaning to you now.
Yes, sir.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look what it says here. Your desire, your dream, your need, whatever it is, it'll be all you do, seek his kingdom first. And he said, I'll take care of the rest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Turn to 1 Timothy, chapter 6. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 1 Timothy. God, people coming out the hole.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And boy, they'll lend you $15,000 quick. They don't like you. What do you think they're giving you that for? The borrower is servant to the lender. Now, don't you get condemned now. You got your house. You might buy a house. Don't get condemned now. I'm just trying to get you to grow up.
Yes, sir.
Do what you're led to do now. But just know that you're not going to be in that predicament all your life. I'm training you for present and future success. Because first of all, everything gonna have to be counseled on the inside of you. You're gonna have to have enough revelation fluid going down on the inside of you to counsel the dead while it's still there. The number's still on the paper, but in you, you out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when that happens, your faith gonna take a leap and start working and bringing it in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We're not talking about condemnation here. We're not talking about, you got a house, no, you. No, we're telling you that you've been robbed.
Yeah. Right.
And now we're telling you how to handle it.
Right.
So I sold that jet out of debt. We had bought that jet on credit, and I think it was up. I had to give $2 million at one time. How many? $2 million at one time. But I paid it all for the time God.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
They don't understand it.
Yeah.
But it's by somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
By somewhere.
Yeah.
So all I want to do tonight is get you out of debt on the inside.
Yeah.
In your mind and in your heart.
Yeah.
Get out of debt tonight. Know that your God is big enough.
Yeah.
No, that money not evil. It's evil to be broke. You know this was a prosperity reformation. You know what I'm going to talk about. This meeting is to talk about money. Somebody got to talk about it. Somebody got to tell God, people, get out. Get out, get out, get out. Get in, get in, get in. I want you to look at three people and tell them you can do this. Glory.
Glory.
I said glory.
Glory.
First Timothy, you there? Sit down. You can sit down a minute. Verse 10. This is a verse been holding us in the ditch for the last century or longer. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Which while some coveted after money coming. Which some coveted after money coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where some coveted after money coming.
Yeah,
get it. Where some coveted after money coming. You don't have to go after it. Money is after you. When you walk by faith and not by sight, when you walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, it's your covenant right to have more than enough. He give you the power to get wealth towards him. Money is moving in your direction now. Be open. Be wise. Be anointed. What would happen? What would happen if an angel tried to drop some money off? It looked in a form of a person. But be aware when you're entertaining strangers, because it might be an angel.
Hello.
All the prosperity angels do in here.
Yes,
I said prosperity angels, abundant angels, increase angels, and wealth angels is all up in this house. I sent them here weeks ago to tell them get this thing ready, got people coming so you can minister to them. So they're here. But they're watching how you respond. Because you think you're in a regular meeting, but you're not in a regular meeting, baby. Something about to rain down on you. You about to go places you've never been before, and you're going to have joy in doing it. You're looking at a man who was poor, who joyfully rich. I got the joy of the Lord. And the joy bossed the money. Look at it. Sit down again.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I'm open.
Speak to me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Woo, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive him, lady. Hundreds of dollars. Look at this verse. This 10th verse. For the love of money is the root of all evil, while some covet after they have erred from the faith. And see, that make you leave money alone, because if money make me err from the faith. See, you see, you took, see, You didn't. The love is not the part that rules you. You think that it's the money.
Right.
Wow. He says, so I don't want to go after no money. I want no money. I don't want no money coming after me. I don't want to have plenty of money because it make me error from the faith. No, it didn't say that. Right. It said the love of money. That's mammon.
Yes.
Telling you that lie. That's mammon. That's that mammon teaching that been in the average church telling you money is evil. That's mammon teaching.
Good.
That's the spirit of mammon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a demon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Good.
Wow.
Angel trying to drop something off and you holding mammon hand. But you're free tonight.
Free.
I want you to twirl a little bit. Twirl a little bit. I'm free tonight. Say, I'm free tonight. I got it. I got it. I got it! Whoa, I got it! Now the wealth angel gonna whoop every demon angel that come around you. Because you know.
Yes, sir. I know.
Go to the 17th verse of this opening. I'm going to try to close. Go to the 17th verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of 1 Timothy 6:17. Now, he told us for the love of money. And Apostle Paul now said, let me clear some things up here for you. Charge them that are rich in this world. That means that there are going to be some rich people in this world. I'm not going to be left out of my rights in Christ. That they be not high-minded. No trust in uncertain riches. You see it? No trust. But in the living God. Who give us richly to what? You can't enjoy yourself broke. You can't even enjoy your marriage broke because y'all always talk about, can't get that. Hold on to that. But in the name of Jesus, it's over. He give us richly all things to what?
Enjoy.
Well, what all things include? What all things mean? It means going to church on Sunday? It means when you're on your knees praying? No, when you're going on a nice vacation. My grandchildren like to go with me because they know no limit. Papa, yeah.
No limit.
I'm going to order me some stuff here now. Papa, yeah. And no limit, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Boy, one of my grandsons said, I want 2 hamburger, ma'am. That's actually happy. Said, boy, eat one. You might not want the other one. But he said, give me 2 hamburgers. Hallelujah. Now notice there. We'll go from the 17 to the 19 verse. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. So they're rich, right? No trusting in certain riches. So you can be rich. And trust in the living God?
Yes.
You can be rich and trust in God?
Yes.
Is that what the scripture says?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
You mean to me I can be rich and still give God glory?
Yes.
I can be rich and still pray in tongues?
Yes.
I can be rich and still dance in the spirit?
Yes.
So I don't have to be broke to dance?
No.
rich.
Can I have an anointing in my life even though I'm rich to still pray in tongues?
Yes.
And still praise his holy name?
Yes.
Somebody get up and praise him.
Yes.
Praise him right now. Praise him right now. Praise him that you're out of debt. Praise him that you set free tonight. Praise him that the glory's on you. Somebody praise him now. Hallelujah.
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 Praise them a little more. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I say glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. That's his holy name. Pray them like you're out of debt. Pray them like every need is met. Pray them like abundant, you're living an abundant life. Pray them like you got the house you want, the car you want, the life. Pray them like all, everything that broke loose. Pray them like, ow! Pray them, pray them, pray them. I'm preaching myself happy, boy. Glory to God. Somebody getting set free in here tonight. Somebody getting revelation. Somebody get what? Shout. Shout. Listen, listen, listen what the Spirit, listen what the Spirit told me. You will shout now. Listen what the Spirit told me. Tell you. Shout because you're out. Shout because you're out. Shout because you're out. Shout because you're out. Hey, this is it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Done deal. Watch. Watch, watch. Don, Don, this is it right here. Don. Shout because your sister and brother out. Shout, shout because. Woo! Shout. Him. Woo! Shout because your sister out. Shout because your brother. I tell you another shout you need to make. I tell you another shout you need to make. Shout because you're passed out. Woo! Woo! Shout because you're passed out. He's supposed to get out first. I said he's supposed to get out first. I'm going to go a few more minutes. My choice, y'all get up here. Y'all got to sing something. He said, glory. Did he say glory? Everybody shout glory. Glory! Who knows? Martin Luther King used to say, free at last?
Yeah.
Good God Almighty, we're free at last?
Yes.
Not a church gonna say it.
Yes.
Free at last.
Yes.
Good God Almighty, free at last.
Yes.
Whether you know it or not, that anointing is on you, child.
Yes.
Don't resist it. Roll with it. Roll with it. We got to look at it, finish looking at the scripture before I close, though.
Yeah.
18 for you that they do good and that they be rich in good work, ready to distribute. Oh,
yeah.
Willing to communicate.
Yeah.
Laying up and store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. But he said, if it was wrong to be rich, why would the apostle charge rich people? Let me tell you something that you need to know. When people start talking about rich people, you don't think about the church. You think about somebody else. You think about some basketball, football player. Somebody who ride in a yacht. Yacht. What do you call it? Yacht. 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 People out there riding in yacht, and you in your backyard asking God, what can I do? And you a child of the living God. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, I'm fussing.
Yes. Yeah. Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
The best things in life belong to you. But it's certain steps you have to take, because if you get in the best too quick, the best gonna take you over.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
And nothing I got can keep me from praying.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah.
I get my prayers on when I get up in the morning. So now he know he can trust me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Glory.
Y'all get on up here. I told y'all get up here. Look at one more voice. Luke chapter 16 again. Luke 16. One voice. So what? Thank you, Lord. I'd like somebody to say something every now and then, you know. I'll tell you something. It might be a good closing statement. Tonight is like coming out of hell. We've been suffering in financial hell, and it all belonged to us. It's like a freedom that you, I mean, you got it.
That's right.
Do you have it?
Yes, sir.
It's like coming out of hell, coming out of Satan's hand. He just squeezes us and squeezes us and squeezes us, and we see good things and can't get it. But those days are now. To emphasize this, it's not being irritable or ugly. But I want you to say somebody close to you, I don't know about you, but I'm gone. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm gone.
I'm
gone in my dressing.
Yeah.
I'm gone in my driving.
Gone.
I'm gone in where I live.
Gone.
I am gone. had two little boys riding a scooter. I was sitting out on my in my front yard, and you know, y'all don't pass by. I got a fence around my home, and two little boys. Actually, it's two little white boys and a white lady was walking, and little boy was scooting. One of them scooters you ride, got one you just push it and ride. And so the boy was about 7 or 8 years old, and he saw me sitting there, and he pushed that thing on the side. And he walked up to the fence and looked at me. How your house got so big? How your house got so big?
Yeah.
Well, if I hadn't known, I told him, I'm blessed. Uh-huh. But driving the day, the Lord told me another answer. As big as my heart. Big as my heart toward God.
Yes, sir.
Man told me one time, another minister, friend of mine, he was doing a business transaction, and you know, had a lot of figures and stuff in there, you know. He showed me the book, you know. I didn't even look at it. I ain't got time for this. I said, I got to preach to God. I ain't got time for this. He said to me, he says, you just don't understand. That's what it is. You can't figure it out. Come on, my intellect, you know. I looked him in the eye. I'll be a millionaire and you'll be broke. It happened. He's still broke. I told him, I'm going to be a millionaire and you're going to be broke. You don't insult God, child. I got my hand in his hand. God loved me because I love him. I've lived holy for him 57 years, ever since I got saved. I dare not violate my walk with God. I'd rather die first, go on to glory. I don't care how fine you think you are, I ain't coming. You ain't that fine. So get it off your mind.
Yes, sir.
One thing about the women in this church, my women, they don't play the game. And we're not going to let no game be played in here. We will bust you. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
I don't play no game. I don't want no horse church.
Yes, sir.
I don't want pastor a bunch of hoes. If you love a woman, she's single, court her and then marry her. Then you can do what you want to do. Be playing no game around here. How I got over on that? I'm going to be talking to somebody. We were talking about money. Now I'm talking about hoes. You never know what the Spirit of God doing, you know. You never know what he's doing. Because you're getting more money, it's just going to make you a bigger whore.
Right. Yes, sir.
Preached a good sermon. I done got you. Y'all really going to have to sing when I finish, boy. Did I read that one verse? Luke 16, did I read it? I like, what time? I got 42 seconds. No, Luke 16, 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now you understand that now?
Yes, sir.
Mammon is a demon that give you a wrong relationship with money.
Yes, sir.
But money is not the demon. Well, I've been there, the Baptist boy. I've been there. I wouldn't talk about no money.
That's right.
But my eyes came open. Now, to whet your appetite, we're going to function in supernatural debt cancellation. I'm going to show you a scripture how supernatural debt cancellation works. I'm also going to show you money cometh demonstration in the business world. I'm going to show you how it works. And we're going to shut down all hecklers' mouth about money coming so we can be about the Father's business in prosperity, abundance, and wealth in the kingdom assignment. Amen. We're going to shut them down.
Yes, sir.
Then we're going to want to reveal to you the demonstration or demonstrating the power of a seed over a salary. Your salary is limited. The seed has no limit. You don't know what's going to come in this month, but you know it's going to be plenty. Y'all rejoice a little bit. Go ahead and rejoice. Go ahead and rejoice a little bit. Go ahead. Get up and rejoice. Don't be sitting down now. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Well, you got your answer tonight. Rejoice.